Well, yes, friends, following that classic gospel favorite from our Queen of the Appalachian Mountains, Miss Wilma Lee Cooper, we are once again back here, and I would like to welcome you all to the second hour of this morning's program, dedicated to the 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. I'd also like to share that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be proudly aired over CFRC 101.9 FM from the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And I would also like to share that we are heard over our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com, as well as YouTube on Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With all that shared, I would like to once again share a double feature and a tribute of sorts to a country music icon. When it comes to Grand Ole Opry and its announcers, many have taken the announcer's seat over the years, but few have ever been called the Dean of Country Music. That, of course, is none other than Grant Turner, who passed away, yes, October 19th in 1991, but for over 50 years, he was the voice of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. I would like to remember Grant this morning with a tribute song to him by Lisa Marie and Melody, and it's going to be a song called Two More Legends, a tribute to Grant Turner and George D. Hay. And then we'll follow with an old-time classic that Grant recorded many years ago called The Mako Light. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com.
Well, I guess it really started in the fall of 25. It wasn't long till it was part of country people's lives. Though we've been blessed by all the stars who sang upon its stage, let's don't forget Grant Turner and Judge George D. Hay.
In the darkest night, in the state of North Carolina, near the city of Wilmington, there's a place called Mako Station. That's where this story was begun. In 1867, they say a locomotive engineer whose name was Joe Baldwin died in a train wreck here. It was just before midnight, so they say, and the night was cold and black. Near the broken rail where the spikes had failed, Joe was standing on the track. The whistle screamed when the headlights gleamed, saw the warning light he gave. But the speeding freight and the hand of fate laid poor Joe in his grave.
The Mako Light, shining bright in the darkest night. night, the big old light, the big old light, shining bright.
In the darkest night,
in the darkest night.
From that day on, so the story goes, which no one won't deny. There's a ghostly light that appears at night like a halo in the sky. Though many have seen it, who really knows what makes the light appear? The old folks say it's the light of a lantern that Joe was a-swinging here. They say old Joe is surely a ghost that keeps coming back at night, still trying in vain to warn the train with the waving of his light. Maybe you believe it, or maybe you don't, or maybe you just won't tell. I've never been to either place, but I know there's a heaven and a hell.
The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright in the darkest night. The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright
in the darkest night.
In the darkest night.
Well, yes, friends, following that classic dedication to none other than Grant Turner, the Dean of the Grand Ole Opry for over 50 years, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. And it is once again time to celebrate a collection of Opry legends as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry, formed in October 1925. We have a collection of archived live recordings here, as borrowed from the archives of the Grand Ole Opry. I'd like to mention that these are all original Opry performances and are from the earliest Grand Ole Opry's I could find. And yes, they include some of the earliest pioneers of the Opry as well. So let's go back in time and remember the legendary first superstar of the Grand Ole Opry, Uncle Dave Macon, and his classic called The Cannon County Hills. We'll then follow with another all-time early pioneer of country music, D. Ford Bailey, the harmonica wizard, and playing on the harmonica, Choo Choo Blues. We'll then follow with the true king of country music, Mr. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, and a classic called Wabash Cannonball. And then we'll wrap up this collection of early pioneers with another legend, and this time it's going to be the lady we all remember as the true mother of country music, Mother Maybelle Carter of the famed Carter family, with her all-time classic, The Wildwood Flower. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners listening in on this great channel.
Here we are with our senator from the Cannon County Hills, Uncle Dave Making the Dixie Dewdrop with his plug hat, gold teeth, chin whiskers, whole horse and buggy hitched up outside, and Doris is right here with him. This first tune will be Cannon County Hills. All right, Uncle Dave, it's all good.
Mountains, they have sweet and flowing fountains. On every hill they have a still.
Yeah!
Bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they have moonshine in the Cannon County. Running around in Houston, Lizzy, of course he has a duty to fulfill. But listen and remember, 100 years from next November, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. All those hills, those beautiful hills, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. With bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. Of course, we need protection for all denominations to fulfill. But the captains never hollered, and moonshine won't be bothered. They'll have moonshine in the Cannon County.
Yeah.
Oh, those hills, those beautiful hills. They'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. Oh, bright lights on Broadway.
introduce our little mascot, D. Ford Bailey, with his harmonica, and he's got those choo-choo blues ready. Take off, D. Ford. Ford, thank you.
Here is Roy Acuff.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Wales by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall." She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Come in, Osher. States are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Mr. Showbud. Along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore, hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear that lonesome hobo's call. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
Right now, though, it's time to call on Mother Maybelle Carter, assisted by the Carter sisters, with an old-time favorite I know you're going to enjoy, entitled The Wildwood Flower. Mommy, you ready over there, honey?
With the roses so red and the lilies so Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, presents WSM's Grand Ole Opry star and the pride of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here.
Hello, this is Mary Beth Pruitt. I'm the great niece of Minnie Pearl, who was also known as Sarah Ophelia Collie Cannon. And you're listening to Johnny Woodlock.
Miss Minnie said, howdy. There was no doubt Minnie Pearl was the funniest entertainer in the house.
Now, friends, following those early pioneers of the Grand Ole Opry's early days, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to what I like to call the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that shared, I would like to salute a collection of Canadian songs, all associated with the Opry or Nashville, Tennessee. With that, let's pay tribute to a song going out to our good friends John and Kathy in Guelph, Ontario. I'll be up there in a couple weeks to see them, but for right now, it's going to be a song by the true king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song he wrote and recorded called Bus Trip to Nashville. Then we'll follow with another Opry-inspired song, this time being from the East Coast, and that, of course, is Artie McLaren, and a song called Rough and Rocky Road to Opryland. Then we'll wrap up with another good friend of mine from Nashville, Tennessee, but he was also born and raised here in Canada, and that, of course, is none other than Stu Phillips. From Stu will be a song called Note in Box Number 9. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in on the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Okay, I just wrote a song here. It's called The Bus Tour to Nashville, and I want to dedicate this to Aunt B. Martin, who promotes these tours going from the Horseshoe down to the Grand Ole Opry and the Country Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. So here it is, and it's called A Bus Tour to Nashville. There's a big bus going to Nashville, leaving at 8:45. I got a baby called Bashful, we gotta make it on time. Down to the Horseshoe Tavern, you'll see Bashful and me. Board the bus in Toronto for Nashville, Tennessee. Here we are, on the big bus rolling. Play guitar, get everybody going. To the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, we're on a weekend spree. When the chartered bus comes a-rolling us into Nashville, Tennessee. Here we are, on the big bus rolling. Play guitar, get everybody going. To the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, we're on a weekend spree. When the chartered bus comes a-rolling us into Nashville, Tennessee. There's a big bus going to Nashville down the freeway center lane, and I'm gonna take my Bashful to the Country Hall of Fame. We're gonna meet all the singing stars at the Grand Ole Opry door. And I got a feeling Bashful won't be that way no more. Here we are, on the big bus rolling. Play guitar, get everybody going. To the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, we're on a weekend spree. When the chartered bus comes a-rolling us into Nashville, Tennessee. Here we are, on the big bus rolling. Play guitar, get everybody going. To the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, we're on a weekend spree. When the chartered bus comes a-rolling us into Nashville, Tennessee. When the chartered bus comes a-rolling us into Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you. I dedicate this song to a man wasted by the wine. And I thank him for explaining. You may have the way, you may have the will, but remember, for every star, there's 100 guitars that hang in the pawn shops of Nashville.
It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland, with that phantom of pain tugging at your head. When your mountain of dreams crumbles to sand,
It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland.
He spoke of that road that winds up and down, not knowing what's around each bend. Of the people you must overtake and pass, get to know who is for. It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland. Time has come and gone since I talked with that man, his glass and guitar in his hand. As I pour a small one to reminisce that night, but clear I see his words were right. It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland. It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland. It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland.
I just came home from a trip where I sang in Minnesota, home to the grand old Opry tonight. And from the stage in the audience, I will see my baby, and later I'll hold her so tight. I miss her so on the road, so I'll ask her to marry, and I'll take her along the next time. It feels so good to be back, but before the show goes on, I'll check the fan mail in box number 9. But in box number 9, there's a note in a tear-stained letter, and the note says goodbye. I'll never see her again, all that's left to call mine is the note in box number 9.
Now here's a fellow who's driven many a mile to be with us tonight. Let's give him a big welcome as he steps out, the star of this portion of the Grand Ole Opry, Stu Phillips.
Well, there's her empty seat. I guess there'll be no one out there to sing my love songs to anymore. She needs someone to love every day, so she found someone new who won't leave her to cry. In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the tree.
Hi friends, this is Stu Phillips, and you're listening to Way Back with your host, Johnny Woodlaw, all on CFRC Kingston, Ontario.
Round the banks of Lake Louise,
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program, none other than our furry friend and mascot, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome little Simbush the Wonder Husky to our program, she has a collection of picks by the true kings of country music, whom were very much associated with the Grand Ole Opry. With that mentioned, these men all paved their way into country music history books. First, we'll hear from the old Texas troubadour himself, Ernest Tubb, in Driving Nails in My Coffin Over You. Then we'll follow with the great wagon master, Porter Wagoner, once again, and his classic called Your Old Love Letters. We'll follow that with Hank himself, yes, the hillbilly Shakespeare, Hank Williams, and the Lovesick Blues, and we'll wrap up with, yes, another legendary voice and a man I grew up listening to until his passing in 2014. He was on the Opry from the 1950s till then, and that, of course, is Jimmy C. Newman, the King of the Cajuns. It'll be a classic by him called The Mover. With that, I would like to say thank you to our beloved Simbush for her contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and I do hope y'all enjoy these and that they may bring back a memory or two to y'all.
Now to sing for you, here's the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
My sweetheart has gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were two. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. Since the day that we parted, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I just can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. Oh, yes, buddy, now. Now, you turn me down, you don't want me. There's nothing now I can lose.
Here's the star of our show, Porter Wagoner.
Today I burned your old love letter. I burned them slowly, one by one. Before I'd light the flame, I'd read them to try and find the wrongs I done. The first you wrote me was the sweetest. The last one broke my heart in two. And all alone I'm left here weeping. To me
this morning with only these words to explain. You say you found someone you love better, but I still hear your voice call my name. But your old flame showed up in town again. Now I know your love I lose. I've got a one-way ticket to the blues. I've got a one-way ticket to a world that's still with you. All my dreams and hopes are gone with your love.
I want you to give him one of your best welcomes. Here he is, the love sick blues boy, Hank Williams.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet daddy. Such a beautiful dream. To think it all over, I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she couldn't survive. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to you when she called me sweet daddy. Such a I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome, I got the lovesick blues.
And now, singing for you, here's Jimmy Newman.
Leave the door unlocked tonight, 'cause I ain't a-coming home. I've got the urge to hit the road. I've been here much too long. I've got nothing in the world to lose and everything to gain.
traveling is what I like to do, and the mover is my name. So come here, baby, kiss me goodbye, let me be on my way. I want to be in New Mexico tomorrow or next day. I've got a map drawn in my mind to show me where to roam. Tell my friends when you see them all that the mover said so long. Texas, Kansas, Idaho is waiting for me. Alabama, Georgia, Minnesota, and Tennessee. Hand me my hat, hand me my coat, and my extra pair of shoes. I ride as far as my money goes, and I use my walking shoes. So dry your tears, show me a smile, I don't want to see you cry. And I don't want to hurt your little baby of mine, but the mover's saying goodbye. Texas, Kansas, Idaho is waiting for me. Alabama, Georgia, Minnesota, and Tennessee. Hand me my hat, hand me my coat, and my extra pair of shoes. Gonna ride as far as my money goes, and I use my walking shoes. Dry your tears, show me a smile, don't wanna see you cry. And I don't wanna hurt your little baby of mine, but the mover's saying goodbye.
Listening to the Wayback, broadcasting every Sunday on CFRC 101.9 FM. I listen all the time. Johnny Woodlock is a friend of mine.
Now, friends, I would like to once again pay tribute to our beloved shortest and smallest member of our morning team, Gunny the Dachshund, as we welcome Gunny to our program today. She has a collection of queens of country music and their beloved songs that they made famous at the world famous Grand Ole Opry. With that mentioned, I would like to make mention that, of course, looking at 100 years of country music, there's some legends that we haven't mentioned but were as much a part of the Opry as these ones were. Anyway, I would like to once again remember some of these queens of country music. First of all, we're going to hear the true queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, and her all-time classic called Password. We'll then hear from the lady who is always remembered as the coal miner's daughter, Miss Loretta Lynn, and You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. We'll follow with the tragic queen of honky tonk music and country music as well, Miss Patsy Cline, who was tragically killed in a plane accident on March 5th of 1963. For Miss Patsy, it'll be a classic called I Fall to Pieces. We'll wrap up with Gunny's top favorite this morning with the most performed artist of the Grand Ole Opry's entire history, with over 5,000 appearances, and that, of course, is none other than Miss Jeannie Seely, who passed away on August 1st, a couple months ago, at the age of 85. It'll be her all-time classic called Don't Touch Me. With that, I would like to thank Gunny for her selection of songs by, yes, the queens of the Grand Ole Opry. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
She doesn't even need an introduction. We call her the queen of country music, and she has certainly earned that title. How about a nice hand for Miss Kitty Wells?
Password, two that seem so much in love, still one cannot be true. We played this game of love before, but this time I hope I win, 'cause I don't think that I can go through this game of love again.
Right now, I want you to welcome a little lady that I'm mighty proud of. I've had the pleasure of knowing ever since she came to the Grand Ole Opry and working with, even on records for the DACA people. She's had many special requests tonight to do "You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man Away from Me." I'm telling you, here she is, Miss Loretta Lynn.
Let's hear the perfect combination when it comes to singing. A good voice and a great song, as Miss Patsy Cline lets us hear her great Decca record that is a way up there on the charts, both country and pop, I Fall to Pieces, Patsy.
She's got hit records, and I think she sings just great. Jeannie, what are you going to do for the folks?
Don't touch me, Jerry.
Oh, Jeannie, you don't think that I... No. Huh?
No, I just mean that's the title of the song, Jerry.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Your hand is like a torch each time you touch me. Okay. me if you don't love me, sweetheart. No, don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart.
This is Jeannie Dealey with the Grand Ole Opry. I just want to thank you for listening to my buddy Johnny Woodlock right here on CFRC 101.9. We're way back country and we like it that way.
You don't even care enough to lie.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics of the true queens of country music, and I know there's been some that have been left out, but I would like to pay tribute to the longest serving Grand Ole Opry member. That, of course, is Whisperin' Po' Boy Bill Anderson, who did a wonderful version in the 1980s of a song called I Wonder If God Loves Country Music. That was, of course, a song that he recorded with the king of country music, Roy Acuff. Now, just a little note about Whisperin' Po' Boy Bill Anderson was that he made his Opry debut in 1959. He was inducted in 1961, and today he can still be found on the Grand Ole Opry stage performing to his audiences and his fans. With that, let's turn back the years to 1980s and remember this all-time classic by none other than Bill and Roy. Welcome in, friends. We will talk to you on the other side of the hour.
One night we were out on tour getting ready to do a show. It wasn't anything special, just another one-night stand. When I looked over my guitar, and there stood an old man. His cowboy clothes were frayed and worn, and his boots were far from new. He said, I'd like to sit in with your band. I'm a country singer, too. Well, we just all had a big laugh. And when I looked back at the old man, there was a tear in his eye. I told the band to cool it, 'cause I didn't want to see him cry. He reached down and he took my guitar with a determined look on his face. Then as he started to play and sing, a look of sadness took its place.
He said, I've sang my songs from Maine to California, seen the world through the window of a car. I never saved a dime when I made, I always thought someday I'd be a star. But now my voice is cracked and no one wants me. My wife gave up on me years ago. Been so long, my kids don't even know me. And picking and singing is the only life I know. And then he said,
I wonder if God likes country music. Will there be a place up there to sing my song? Will he make my fingers nimble like they used to be, so I can play the chord and sing along?
stood there.
Will there be a place?
None of us really knew what to say.
To sing my song.
He took my old guitar and he put it down ever so gently. And then as he turned to leave, the band stood up and applauded. And I can still hear his words today.
I wonder if God likes country music. Will there be a place up there to sing my song? Will he make my fingers nimble like they used to be? So I can play the chord and sing along.
I was roaming round in Nashville in the state of Tennessee.
Hi, everybody. This is Ralph Emery in Nashville. You're listening to Johnny Woodlock here on Way Back.
These stars will always shine. They'll live forever in the Country Hall of Fame.
Well, yes, friends, following that classic, somewhat of a gospel song by none other than Whisperin' Po' Boy, Bill Anderson, and, of course, the king of country music, Roy Acuff, we're once again back here. I'd like to welcome you all back into the third and final hour of this Way Back with Johnny's 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry celebration today, and remind you all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be proudly aired over CFRC 101.9 FM from the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario. And I would also like to share that we can be heard throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto area at our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com, as well as YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With all that shared, I would like to once again share a double feature and a tribute of sorts to a country music icon. When it comes to legendary characters of the Grand Ole Opry, we often think of Minnie Pearl. As Roy Acuff used to say, a Minnie Pearl. Well, anyway, with that mentioned, we would like to pay tribute to the lady that was born Sarah Ophelia Colley, married Henry Cannon, and forever became Cousin Minnie Pearl to us country music fans.